中学英语选修第三册台下朗读带，人民教育出版社。
Senior English for China, Students Book 3B, Unit 13, The USA, Lesson 49. 1. Reading Comprehension. Read the text fast to get a general idea. Which of the following subjects are mentioned in the text?Population, history, government, sports, weather, radio and TV, transport, food, parks, buildings, hotels. New York. New York is built on a group of islands on the east coast of the USA.At a point where several rivers flow into the ocean. The first Westerner to discover these islands was an Italian explorer in 1524. In 1626, the island of Manhattan was bought from local Indians, Native Americans, for a handful of goods, worth about $24.Today, Native Americans express their anger over this business deal. After the War of Independence ended, New York became the capital of the USA for a short time, 1789 to 90, before Washington, D.C. By 1820, the population of New York had grown to about 125,000.Making it the largest city in the USA. In 1858, an area of poor housing, factories, and farm buildings was torn down, and Central Park was created, reaching from 59th Street to 110th Street, and across three avenues. There is space for summer picnics.Open-air concerts, plays, and games. There is a zoo, an art museum, a boating lake, a smaller lake for model boats, and in winter, an ice skating. In 1892, the age of mass arrivals began, during which 15 million new people passed through Ellis Island,into the USA over a period of 62 years. Today, Ellis Island is a museum showing the roots of America's new citizens who came from all the corners of the earth. Officials used to have trouble with the foreign names of people passing through Ellis Island. And because they were so busy,Many people's names got changed in the rush. People who wanted to enter the USA had to go through a number of mental and physical tests, and about 2 million people were turned away. Thus, Ellis Island became known as the Island of Tears. The building of skyscrapers in New York began around the year 1900.Because Manhattan Island is made of solid rock, it is safe to build very tall buildings. A 55-story building went up in 1913. And in 1931, the Empire State Building was completed. Then the tallest building in the world. It's 102 stories and 73 lifts.From the top of it, you could see up to a distance of 130 kilometers on a clear day. Today, it is no longer the tallest building in the USA, or even in New York. the World Trade Building for over 1,200 firms, employing about 50,000 people, is even higher at 411 meters. The Twin Towers are 110 stories high. But high-speed lifts controlled by computer take only a minute to reach the top. The towers are further apart at the top than at the base. But this is no mistake. This is because the surface of the Earth is not flat but round. New York never sleeps. The Underground Railway runs 24 hours a day. And there are all-night cinemas, bars, and restaurants. Some people think that the weather is unpleasant, the city ugly and dirty, the competition fierce, and the streets unsafe. It is a city in a hurry, but a very exciting place to be. Lesson 50. 1. Reading comprehension. Read the text fast to find answers to these questions. 1. In what ways did the settlers treat the Native Americans unfairly? 2. What caused a big change in the wildlife on the plains? The bison on the plains of America. The first settlers on the plains of America were Native Americans. It is thought that they arrived more than 30,000 years ago by crossing a land bridge from Asia to America. They lived by hunting and by gathering roots, nuts, and wild fruits. They also hunted and killed wild animals. Around the year 1600, the first horses were brought to the American continent by the Spanish. Soon there were many wild horses across the country. The Native Americans caught and trained them, and were then able to use them to carry their goods when they traveled from one camping ground to another. Now that they could ride horses, it became easier to hunt the bison, a type of cattle which used to exist in huge numbers on the plains of America. The bison grows to a shoulder height of 1.5 meters and can weigh 1,100 kilograms. It was an important part of Native Americans' existence. Bison were killed for their meat, while their fur provided warm clothing during cold winters. The skins were used for making tents and water containers. Bones were carved into needles and tools, and the teeth were used to make necklaces. From 1830 onwards in the USA, and from about 1870 in Canada, settlers began to move westwards and to take possession of the plains as their own. Large groups of Native Americans were forced to move away from their old hunting grounds. When they objected, they were killed. Fierce wars between Native Americans and European settlers broke out. Settlers made agreements with Native American chiefs, but always broke them afterwards. In this way, Native Americans were forced onto poor land that the settlers did not want. The settlers built railways across the plains and began to hunt even more bison. While early settlers had killed bison for food, now the killing became more widespread. They killed the bison, cut off the skins, and left the bodies behind to rot. The bison skins were sent by rail to cities to be sold. It was also thought that by removing their main supply of food, the Native Americans would be forced to give in. Between 1850 and 1910, the bison population is thought to have fallen from 60 million to just a few hundred. The killing of the bison changed the whole wildlife of the plains. With fewer bison, grass shoots were not eaten, so grass did not grow as strongly. Bison waste no longer fell on the ground to improve the soil, which as a result became less good for growing plants. The ground supported fewer plants, and the insects which lived on these plants died out. There was less food for birds, and also for the prairie dog, a kind of animal which lives in holes in the ground. This in turn had an effect on the food supply for wolves. Thus, one simple fact, a change in the number of bison, had an effect on the whole wildlife chain of the plains.